Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mama of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, welcome to Mama of Many and day 18 of 2020 Thrive as we seize the day. As we maximise these moments together, I pray right now that the Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit, will have the Lord's way, that the Lord will complete his perfect work in every life representative of every family today that is listening in. And I pray it will not be my voice, but it'll be his voice speaking through me, giving that clarion call today. As we surrender our all, we are going to arise and we are going to recover all. We are going to show forth the great glory of the Lord this year, and we're going to release amazing miracles, signs, works, and wonders through our lives, all for the glory of his name. We were speaking yesterday about those giants that will come down to the ground, and that we are called to cut off the devil's authority and his activity. And that's what we are going to be doing continually. And yes, though giants may be there, our way to hinder, the Lord will surely give us the victory. Only today, I picked up a letter, an envelope that arrived through the post, and I could see when it's stamped with Inland Revenue, it wasn't exactly an envelope I would naturally be opening with great excitement and glee. So I literally did. We have to continually take down every giant of intimidation that wants to bring manipulation into us, spiraling into doubt, into fear, into, oh, what's this all going to be about? The giants you do not confront are the giants this year that you will not be able to win the victory over. God wants us to arise and to confront, to not sweep anything under the mat, anything under the carpet. What we do not confront, we cannot change. What we do not confront, we cannot win. What we do not confront, Christ cannot come into with transformational, miraculous power to bring amazing glory to his name through our lives, through every situation. So we must be confronters this year. We must be willing to confront the truth with love. And the Lord is going to send us his amazing grace, and we are going to be above it all this year, above every giant. And just as we learned yesterday, we are called to, just like little David, to cut off the head of those giants, cut off the authority, the strategies of darkness, and to cut off the activity of the enemy, so that not just for us, yes, we will go free, but my prayer is that multitudes will go free as we lead others into that victory. And what I sense the Lord speak to me today, Joshua 3, verse 1 to 8. We know that Joshua and the children of Israel, they had been circling the wilderness land for 40 years. Now the time had come. They were to press in and to step in to their promised land. And they had to cross over the Jordan that was overflowing. And we pick up the story here that Joshua 3, early the next morning, Joshua and all the Israelites left Acacia Grove and arrived at the banks of the River Jordan, where they camped before crossing. I sense this is your crossover time for many of you tuning in. You have been through the pain. You have been through the doubt, the fear, the suffering. You've been through the testing place, that place of trial. And often the teacher's voice is always silent, isn't it, through the test? And that's often how it can feel with our Heavenly Father. The Lord, the Holy Spirit, who is our teacher, sometimes it feels like the Lord is silent. But let me tell you, the Lord is right by your side, guiding you, bringing you through. And as you trust him, even through those times when it seems like his voice is silent, from the World War II and the darling Jewish, our Jewish brothers and sisters who went through the Holocaust, somebody wrote the infamous lines, I believe it was on the wall, where it was, "I believe in the sun even when it's not shining. And I will believe in God even when I don't see him, even when he's not speaking." May that latter part be true of us. He's always there. He's always with us. He's with you today. Whatever you are facing, whatever you are going through, you are not going through that alone. Sometimes you have to step up and step out. And Isaiah says to us that you will hear that voice behind you saying, "Hey, this is the way. Walk in it." Just take those steps of faith. And as we have been learning only yesterday, I believe that the Lord is saying to us today afresh that there's a ram in the thicket. There is a coin in the catch from the fish's mouth. There are rivers in the desert. There is honey in the rock. God has his miraculous release to bring to every one of us. So no matter what you're going through, oh, just trust the God of miracles is with you and he will break through for you. A story I heard when I was just a teenager on mission in Berlin. I must have been only 18, 19 years of age. And whilst there, I've never forgotten this, they recounted the story of a missionary, of somebody who would not recant, who would not relent for their faith in Jesus Christ. And the guards were mocking them. The next day, this man of God was about to be burnt at the stake. And he was terrified. They were pulling back the little glass cover on his door and they were looking inside at him, sat on a chair and a little table with only a candle that was in that room. And he had his hands around the candle and his hands were shaking with fear as he was obviously thinking of what he was to face the next day. Well, to the astonishment of the guards, when it came to the next morning and he was led out to that stake to be burnt for his faith, he went out praising God. He went out full of faith, full of joy, the joy of the Lord that is our strength. And he went out rejoicing that they could not understand and believe quite what they were seeing. And what the message is behind that story is God's grace wasn't necessarily there with him. It seemed like the master was silent. The teacher was being silent through the test. Was he going to be faith in it? Was he going to be able to make it? But yes, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And when the time came, that moment he needed the grace, God poured out his grace upon him. And he went out to that stake, giving great glory to the Lord. And many came to know Jesus through the testimony of his life. The early church was known for their passion, was known and renowned for their faith. And in fact, they had to create a word to explain what they would witness as the early church and the believers were thrown into the lions arena full of lions. And people, crowds of thousands would look on and they would laugh in the Colosseum and all around at the Christians dying and the people dying for their faith. But what they couldn't understand was they would go out with singing. They would be going out rejoicing that they didn't have a word to describe what they saw. And a new word was brought forth from that period of time, which is the word enthusiasm. It means possessed with a God, because what people saw was surely God is in them. They must be possessed by God. What they saw was so incredible, so unbelievable. May we be the children of the Lord. Once more, the latter-day church that arises in double portion power. And in this season of greater grace, greater glory, greater authority, doesn't mean we're going to go to the stake, but whatever places that look so unpleasant that we have to go through, whatever tests, whatever trials that we have to go through, we are going to go through with the power, the authority of the Holy Spirit, the Lord within us, and we're going to give God greater glory than ever before. May this be our story this year, that it's going to be glorious in the positive, in the negative. We're only going to know the goodness of the Lord, and we're going to give him great praise through everything that we face, everything that we go through. Because we see here, the children of Israel were camping at Acacia. Acacia means a place of thorns, points, and spines. You may feel like you've been camping there in a painful place for so long, but get ready. I've come with the word of the Lord today. Your pain is about to turn to your gain in Jesus' mighty name. From this place of harshness, of abrasiveness, of pain, of piercing and difficulty, they were to set out. What's more, it was from acacia wood, here's an extra I'm throwing in today, that the Ark of the Covenant, which for us today signifies the presence of the Lord, was made out of acacia wood. Why? Because it was so strong and durable. Insects couldn't get into it and penetrate it. May our lives be like that because of the presence of the Lord. We are impenetrable. Evil, fiery darts of the enemy cannot get into us, because so great is going to be our covering, our confidence in the Lord, in the power and the victory of the blood of Jesus, that we are going to overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, and we're going to lay down our natural lives that we can live the supernatural life of Christ in and through us this year. The word Jordan that they were about to cross, it means to go down or descending. Those who fall to their knees in prayer, God Almighty will meet you there, and you will be able to rise from that place, from that descent. Get ready for your ascent, because you will then ascend the very presence of the Lord. Who can stand on the hill of the Lord? Who can stand above it all? But those who have clean hands, a pure heart, who trust in the Lord. And the Lord is going to cause us to ascend today. Get ready for promotion in the Spirit. You are going to ascend to places you only ever dreamt of as you allow the Spirit of the Lord to breathe upon you and to blow you wherever the Lord would have you to be going. The Lord is going to show up and show off through your life. Get ready. From your descent comes your ascent by the word of the Lord today. And we continue here and we see verse 2. 3 days later, the Israelite officers went through the camp, giving these instructions to the people. I feel like I've been going through the camp over these 25 days, telling the people, get ready, get ready, get ready to take your stand. Get ready to take the land. Get ready to take your stand for the Lord. Let your stand be of faith. Let your stand be of praise. Let your stand be one of humility, falling to our knees when we need to, and then rising, ascending in his glory to show forth the glory of the Lord in and through our lives and our circumstances and situations continually. Let our stand be one of complete surrender. As we put our faith in the Lord, the scriptures tell us that unless you stand in your faith, you will not be able to stand. So let's not stand in our self-confidence. Let's not stand this year in our own ability, in our pride, in our ways of doing things, but let us stand in our humility and dependency on the Lord and give him great glory. Let us stand in our faith. Nothing shall be impossible for those who believe. They gave these instructions. When you see the Levitical priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, remember that represents the presence of God, that they were to be following and they were to be watching continually. Just like us today, we don't need to be watching a wooden ark. We have been brought near to God through Jesus. Our relationship has been restored once more, that we can approach his throne with boldness continually. We can live before him. Move out from your positions, and then you follow the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and the priests. Since you have never traveled this way before, they will guide you. I sense the Lord saying for this year, we have never traveled this year before. That's a fact. I'm sure you'll agree with that. But we have never traveled this way before. The Lord knows what is in store. That's why he wants us to be following him continually, stepping up, stepping out in faith. And the Lord is going to be continually with us, shaping the way before us. They will guide you. Stay about half a mile behind them, keeping a clear distance between you and the ark. Now we've been brought near. We don't need to hold back. The Lord says, press into him in intimacy. We have been created for intimacy. We have been made for intimacy with him, to know him completely. As much as it's possible to know the Lord this side of heaven, that's what he has for every one of his remnant bride that is arising, that we're going to know him, not just theoretically, but we're going to know him personally, experientially, through everything that we face. And then we're going to give him great glory. Verse 5, then Joshua told the people, consecrate yourselves today, purify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do great wonders among you. I sense this so strongly. I'm sending out the clarion call today. Get ready, get ready, get ready, because the Lord is about to do great works, great wonders, and we do not want to be missing it and missing out on the very best that heaven has blessed us with in this season, his double blessing. Let us be ready for his works and wonders. And how are we ready? By purifying ourselves, by consecrating that our lives are holy as he is holy. And that is only the work that Jesus and the victory of his blood in our lives can do for us, that we can say with confidence, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. When your life is in Christ, oh, you're all powerful. When you're in Christ, you have no lack. You have all authority. Demons will fall before you will flee. And Jesus is going to ensure for you great victory over every giant you confront. You're going to face those giants with faith, and you're going to see the giants disgraced as you stand in his grace. Wow, what a word. I receive that. Every giant disgraced as we stand in his grace, his greater authority, his greater grace, all for his greater glory this year. I love that. Verse 6. In the morning, Joshua said to the priests, lift up the Ark of the Covenant and lead the people across the river. And so they started out and they went ahead of the people. In truth and reality, the Lord has gone before you. He is behind you. He is casting out every enemy before you. And he is saying, destroy. So whenever it looks unpleasant, when it looks scary, it's only because the enemy's being cast out before you, not to taunt you any longer, not to destroy you, but for you to destroy with the word of the Lord. Submit. That's what we're doing today. Surrender, consecrate, purify yourselves before the Lord, and you will see him do great wonders among you. Purify, submit yourselves to God. Resist every giant. Resist the devil, all the tauntings, all the manipulatings, all of the lyings, all of the fear-mongerings, and he will flee from before you. He will lose all authority over you as you arise in the authority that was lost to Adam and Eve in the garden. You have regained from the devil himself at the cross, and the devil no longer has any authority over you, over your family, over your finances, over your health, unless you give it to him. We will not give it to him, by the word of the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. Verse 7, the Lord told Joshua, today I will begin to make you a great leader in the eyes of the Israelites. Before all the people, the Lord is going to show up and show off before you, before the eyes of a watching, waiting world, before the eyes of your world. The world you go into is a very different world that I can go into. You go into your world to win them for Jesus. Let us be strong in faith and strong in purpose this year. Through every situation, no matter how dark it looks, be the light and allow Jesus' light to shine in you. And upon you. That's the only way you can be the light. And then that light will shine bright to those who are in the darkness, and you can lead them to the light too. Whatever your circumstance, no matter how dark it looks, you have the light bursting through. You are called a leader. Rise and lead. Lead, take authority over your situations. Do not allow your situations and circumstances to lead or to take authority over you. Your emotions to lead or take authority over you, but you lead and take authority over your emotions in Jesus' mighty name. Give the command to the priests who carry the Ark of the Covenant. When you reach the banks of the Jordan River, take a few steps into the river and stop there. How beautiful is that? Get ready to go deep this year. Get ready to step up and to step out in the overflow. The Jordan was overflowing. Well, the Lord says he's stirring up the waters of his spirit once more, and you're about to go in his overflow where you have never gone before. And the Lord will release through you greater works, greater wonders, greater glory than you have ever known. And your life will show and declare the glory of the Lord. All for such a time as this. In closing, in wrapping up today, I just want to say to you, from Amos 9, 11 to 13, reading from the Message translation. But on that day, I will restore David's house that has fallen to pieces. I'll repair the holes in the roof. I'll replace the broken windows, fix it up like new. David's people will be strong again and seize what's left of their enemy Edom, plus everyone else under my sovereign judgment. God's decree, he will do this. Verse 13 to 15. Yes, indeed, this is God's word for you. You felt maybe so broken down, like it was irreparable. The Lord is coming to your life today and he says, your promised land is before you. And here's what is in your promised land for you. Yes, indeed, it won't be long, God's decree. Things are going to happen so fast your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once, and everywhere you look, blessings. Get ready to enter into your blessed best. Your brightest days are ahead of you because the Lord promises that our days are going to go from glory to glory, better to better. Not from worse to worse, not darker to darker. That's for the world. For the children of the Lord, we're going to see his divine acceleration of his greater grace, his greater glory, his greater authority, his greater goodness upon us. He is restoring in this hour all that has been lost to us in Jesus' name. Everything will be happening at once, and everywhere you look, blessings. Blessings like wine. Wine represents great joy and celebration. You're going to have reasons for great joy and celebration this year by the word of the Lord, as you see what the Lord is doing, what he does, and as you keep recalling all he has done for you. Like wine pouring off the mountains and hills, I'll make everything right again for you. I'll make everything right again for my people, Israel. We've been grafted in. We can claim this promise for ourselves with Israel too. And Israel is literally fulfilling this right before our eyes in real time today, as we, his church, can join in with this promise of fulfillment too. They'll rebuild the ruined cities. They'll plant vineyards and drink good wine. They'll work their gardens and eat fresh vegetables, and I'll plant them on their own lands. Rebuild, rebuild, Israel, in your promised land that the Lord God Almighty has given you. Rebuild, child of God, in your promised land that the Lord has given you this year. It is a time of construction, not destruction, says the Lord. Wow, I'm feeling his anointing on this today. They'll plant vineyards and drink good wine. It's time to sow again, says the Lord, to go again and to grow again by the word of the Lord. Exponential growth is yours this year. They'll work their gardens and eat fresh vegetables. The Lord says, I'm making all things new for you. You will not have anything that is old and stale, but I am bringing fresh manna your way in these days, says the Lord. I'll plant them on their own land. The Lord has a personal promised land for you. He is planting you. You are going to be strong. You are going to rebuild, and the Lord is going to release his glory like never before upon Israel, upon his church, and upon you in Jesus' name. They'll never again be uprooted from the land I have given them. God, your God, says so. Are you willing to receive the word of the Lord today? If so, wow, what a word. Let's pray. Father, we receive your word prophetically today. You have literally only just poured this into me, and I've poured it in red hot live as you've literally been pouring it in and out through me as I've been speaking today. And I thank you for that, Lord. And I pray, Lord, now that your word will accomplish that for which it has been sent in the life of every hearer, of every believer today, and that Jesus, we are going to rebuild, that Lord, we are going to go forward and possess all of your promises and our personal promised land that you've given to us. We cross over, we destroy and slay every giant in the way, and we will stand and move in the power of your spirit and in our faith in you, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you today. See you tomorrow.